I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, January 16th. A former nursing home in Quincy will be replaced with a new condo complex. The planning board last night unanimously approved a proposal to tear down the former Quincy nursing home on McGrath Highway and put up a six-story building with 50 condo units and 64 parking spaces. Galvin Development of Quincy will build the new complex, which will only be accessible by Bigelow Street in the rear, not on McGrath Highway. Galvin said several changes were made to accommodate better parking and dumpster location based on neighbor concerns. The former nursing home closed in 2022. A proposal for a new eight-story, 139-unit apartment building for North Quincy has been approved. Planning board last night unanimously approved the proposal for the new development on Hancock Street at the site of a pizza shop and electrical supply store. Tremont Quincy LLC will develop the new complex with two levels of parking for 134 vehicles at the current site of a Domino's and Burt's electrical supply. The new complex will be located at 61-69 and 71 Hancock Street. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city will take the case of the proposed new Long Island Bridge all the way to the state Supreme Court. Koch's comments follow a recent ruling from the state DEP supporting the City of Boston's permit that was granted in 2023 to build a new bridge. Koch says he will not stop in his efforts to prevent a bridge from being built. He says an outside law firm is handling the appeal to the Supreme Court, and he remains steadfast in his opposition to a new bridge. Boston wants to build the bridge and open a substance use treatment center on Long Island. Koch reiterated that a ferry service would be more appropriate. The former Long Island Bridge was demolished in 2015 when former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh declared it was structurally deficient. A dozen realtors have filed suit against a Marshfield man who abruptly closed his real estate company last month and allegedly withheld nearly $500,000 in commissions and loan repayments from them. The lawsuits were filed December 30th in Plymouth Superior Court against 62-year-old Stephen Webster and his now-defunct company, Success Real Estate, which he closed on December 14th. His company had locations in Marshfield and Braintree. One plaintiff, realtor Kristen Daly from Hanover, is owed close to $153,000 in commissions for property she sold, while the remaining plaintiffs are owed a combined $337,556 in commissions and loans that they provided to Webster. Some plaintiffs also allege that Webster and his company induced them to make personal loans based on false pretenses. The plaintiffs allege that Webster sought personal loans in order to replenish and or replace funds that had been stolen and or embezzled by him. Webster's attorney had not formally responded to either suit in court as of yesterday. Joann, a once popular craft chain, has filed for voluntary Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. The filing is to help, quote, facilitate a sale process to maximize the value of the business. It is the second time in 2 years that the Ohio-based chain, which describes itself as the nation's category leader in sewing and fabrics, with one of the largest arts and crafts offerings, has filed for bankruptcy. According to the announcement yesterday, Joann's more than 800 stores and its website are open in the ordinary course and continue to serve customers. Team members are also continuing to receive pay and benefits. The company was originally founded in 1943. According to the filing, Joann's looking to commence a process for the sale of substantially all of its assets. An 18-year-old was arrested on firearms charges during the ongoing investigation into the shooting of a 16-year-old girl in Easton. 18-year-old Anthony Lopes was arraigned on charges of carrying a firearm without a license and possessing a large-capacity feeding device. He posted $25,000 cash bail and must wear a GPS ankle device. He has not been charged in the Easton shooting. Tuesday afternoon, police responded to a call about that shooting at the Avalon Easton Apartments on Robert Drive, found a girl had been shot in the face. She was taken to Good Samaritan Hospital in Brockton, later flown to a Boston hospital, and is now reported in stable condition. Suspects in the shooting fled the scene in a black SUV before police arrived. Although Lopes was not charged in the shooting, police said investigators believe both incidents are related. Easton police said the investigation led to a substantial collection of evidence, including the seizure of two vehicles, one in Mansfield and one in Brockton. As of yesterday, no charges have been filed in the shooting. Families staying in Massachusetts emergency shelters must be in the U.S. legally and must also undergo a criminal background check before staying at shelters, according to the governor. There are among the significant changes Governor Healey proposed to the state's right to shelter law yesterday amid a migrant crisis in Massachusetts. Proposed changes include strengthening criminal background checks. Healey's proposal would require all applicants to disclose criminal convictions in Massachusetts or elsewhere. It would also codify the Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities policy of conducting a CORI check prior to placement, implementing a statutory requirement of residency and intent to remain, eliminating presumptive eligibility. Under existing law, shelter applicants are presumed to be eligible for shelter and receive shelter benefits prior to producing the necessary documentation. Under Healey's change, shelter applicants would be required to verify their identity, residency, and status prior to placement. Changes to eviction eligibility criteria, requiring lawful status for all members of families with rare exceptions. Healey's plan would require all family members to show they are U.S. citizens or lawfully present in the U.S., with the rare exception for those households that include a child who is a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident. A check of business news this morning, and stocks soared yesterday. The Dow shot up 703 points. The NASDAQ rose 466. The S&P added 107. Asian stocks also rose following the Wall Street rally, driven by encouraging update on U.S. inflation. The dollar's down. The euro fell. Oil at $78 a barrel. Sports. The Celtics lost to the Raptors, 110-97 last night, and they'll be hosting Orlando tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, turning mostly cloudy and breezy, high 31 degrees. Tonight clear and a low 20. Tomorrow mainly sunny, a high of 35. Saturday some light rain in the afternoon, the high of 45, and Sunday some evening snow showers, the high Sunday 42. For the boater today, waves about a foot and a west wind at 5 to 10 knots, becoming southwest later today, and a high tide 12:52 p.m. Sunrise 7:09, sets at 4:38. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Friday morning at 7:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, January 16th.